the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
For the last word on travel, Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie is going to tell us all about Miami in Florida, where she recently was. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. Now, I suspect there's lots of people listening who have been to Orlando, mainly because of things like Disney World and Universal Studios, something I've done myself with my own family. But why did you decide instead to go to Miami?
I was actually over at a travel conference in Fort Lauderdale, and I'd never been to Miami, and it's literally, it was 20 minutes in a taxi down. So I literally kind of last minute booked a two night stay, and I just to see it. And I really, really liked it. I don't know what I was expecting. Obviously, I knew it was going to be kind of glitz and glamour and expensive and all those kind of cliches or things that you know about Miami. But I actually really liked exploring it. Very, very easy to get around. And I think it actually would be a great add-on to somebody who is going to Orlando to go for. You'd actually see so much in a short space of time, like two or three nights. It's also really, really popular with cruisers. Miami is, if not the biggest cruise port in the world, it's certainly one of them. So, and for Irish holidaymakers cruising the Caribbean, you can't fly in to, you can't fly directly in and just go on the ship. You need to overnight anyway, the way the flights operate. So I think sometimes people just tended to overnight for one, you know, stay somewhere at the airport and get on the cruise the next day. But I definitely would recommend staying an extra night or two and just explore Miami and just soaking up the atmosphere. It's really, really quite a cool place to visit.
You know, you need a lot of money. Is it not very expensive? And you mean, you say about the glitz and the glamour, other people would suggest maybe that's cheap and tacky. But whatever way, does it not require a lot of dollars to spend?
Well, funny, I expected it to be. I had heard eating out and that it was one of the most expensive cities, but I certainly didn't find it as expensive as Vegas. I would even say from a dining point of view, I found some really great value places to eat cheaper than New York. So I didn't actually see that, although, you know, I know Time magazine and lots of places would say it is the most expensive place. I suppose if you're kind of going to the top clubs and the top, you know, restaurants, maybe, yes, you will pay an awful lot of money. But there are really, particularly for people on a short break, like a cruise stay for a couple of nights, all you can get around with free public transport. Like, it's really, really cheap to get around and really, really easy to see everywhere. Like, we booked the hop on, hop off bus tour, and there was only 9 stops, you know, which kind of threw me a bit, you know, to go through all the different neighborhoods. Like, it's a big city, you know, but it doesn't feel that way. And you can actually see a lot and get around quite cheaply. And there are, I found, kind of maybe more cheap eats than you'd get in some of the other American cities. Certain, that was my experience anyway.
Okay, let's go through some of the things that you saw and did. Start with South Beach and Ocean Drive for me, please.
Yeah, that's, I suppose, the iconic, the place you have to go. In fact, I'd say if you can afford it, it's probably the cool place to stay as well, because I kind of thought it was just the beach area, but it's actually, you've got Miami Beach is one big long 9-mile barrier kind of island, and you've got South Beach, North Beach and Mid Beach. But South Beach is where kind of all the cool restaurants are. You've got Ocean Drive, then that lines that whole strip of the beach with all the gorgeous Art Deco buildings, and it's just very, very cool place to hang out. Now, interestingly, you said tacky earlier. Like, it does have, you know, some of these kind of happy hour bars, and it reminds me a bit of a holiday resort, like in the Canaries or something, where they'd be asking you to come in and sit down, you know, come into our restaurant, come into our bar, 2-for-1 happy hours, which I was a bit taken aback with, because the Ferraris would be whizzing past, like, and you're going, this is a bit tacky. I couldn't really figure it out, but it actually works. It's still kind of, it's in a cool sort of way. It's kind of hard to explain. But like that, there was, again, prices were really surprised me. You know, we had lunch, gorgeous jerk chicken pasta right on Ocean Drive, watching the world go by, and it was like $24. So quite reasonable, and not, hotels are expensive, but more reasonable than I thought to eat and kind of drink even around that area. But it is very, very cool. And it's all the typical Miami Vice movie scenes on South Beach.
Yeah, is it a bit like an American version of Puerto Banús near Marbella?
Do you know what? It could be. Yeah, that could be a good way to describe it. And I mean, you will pay, like, if you want to get a sun lounger on the beach, you know, two sun loungers and an umbrella is $50, like, which is insane for the day. But I suppose it depends. You know, when we talk about expense, if you're going to Miami as a kind of summer holiday destination where you're going to be on the beach every day and you're going to be out, you know, partying and stuff like that, then you will find it expensive. But if you go from a sort of little city break type or an add-on to Orlando, you can definitely get around and do it at a reasonable kind of rate, I suppose.
Yeah, if you're somebody who likes the look of a place, tell us about all the Art Deco architecture.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Like, they date back to 1920s. Miami actually has the world's largest collections, or one of them, of Art Deco architecture in the world. So it's really, and they're really cool. Just walking down, you'll see all the big old Cadillacs, and there's a lot of cars just parked outside these hotels, and it just feels like you're kind of stepping into a sort of a movie set. A lot of the times, the roads are closed off, or part of the roads are closed off to traffic, so you can kind of walk up along. You can get great pictures. You can hang out in the cool cafes. There's loads of rooftop bars with views over South Beach there as well. So it's just a lovely sort of spot to kind of walk along. And like I mentioned earlier, I don't want to keep going on about the price, but the place we had for lunch was fine, but we tried to actually get in. The Versace mansion is there on Gianni Versace's original mansion, that's now a hotel, is on Ocean Drive. And they do like a 3-course lunch for $40 right around the pool, real sort of probably kind of Portobello's, you know, beach style. You have to kind of be well dressed to get in, even though it's a kind of pool party type of place. But like $40 for 3 courses, like that's just fantastic value, and that's right on Ocean Drive. So there's lots of kind of cool places like that you can see, or you could book a lunch in and kind of feel, get the whole Miami vibes kind of quite easily.
Now, I think when people go to Hollywood, sometimes they used to get these Hollywood maps with all the houses of the stars on them and drive around or get a bus tour to be shown who lives where. I believe you did something similar with a Millionaire's Row cruise.
Yeah, this is great. And it's one of those top things to do. Like, again, if you've only have an overnight in Miami for a cruise, I'd say it's only $20. It's 90 minutes. You cruise right along the bay. Massive, massive yachts. I mean, just insane the size of them. And you've got like all the big cruise ships. You're passing all the big cruise ships there as well. And then there's this island called Star Island that you can't get onto unless you own a house there, or unless you're invited. And the average price of the homes are $40 million. So you see Jennifer Lopez's house, Gloria Estefan, you see lots of different ones. And it was, you hear the different stories. Like, it was amazing to hear that the person who had the most expensive house on Star Island was the inventor of Viagra, would you believe? So you got to kind of hear funny stories like that. And it's just a lovely way, 90 minutes to cruise around the bay in the sunshine. Anyway, you know, even if you didn't hear the stories, it's just a nice thing to do.
Okay. And if you bring a little bit more sort of arty, tell us about the Wynwood area.
Yeah, it has. You see, this is the thing about Miami. It's so many different neighborhoods. And so like 70% of people speak Spanish. So you've kind of got lots of different, you know, Latin American influences, lots of real arty kind of places. They're all quite distinctive. Wynwood is the kind of street art sort of area where it was originally an industrial warehouse district. And all the warehouses are transformed now into like art galleries or just kind of cool restaurants. And like the miniature, we actually got the hop on, hop off bus tour and we stepped off, and the minute you step off you just see like murals taking over whole buildings. It's very, very cool, arty kind of vibe. You can also pay $12 and go into the Wynwood Walls, which is an open air museum, which has some of the best murals and sculptures from world renowned street artists. I'd say definitely do that. It's only small, but again, well worth doing, and a kind of a nice area to visit, very different to the likes of South Beach.
And what about Little Havana?
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be familiar with this or have heard of it. It's the big Cuban district. As I said, you know, obviously so many people immigrated from Cuba. It's very, very cool, like cigar shops and cafe and salsa music coming out of the cafes. Now, we went in the morning time. And I'd say it would be really good at nighttime. There was loads of bars when we were leaving. They were all kind of setting up their tables outside. There was salsa music blaring. And I'd say it would just be a really great atmosphere in the evening time. But, you know, worth going at any time. Again, very kind of cool, gorgeous murals all over the place. And just a real sort of completely different kind of Cuban feel, very different to the likes of South Beach. So definitely worth going and checking that out as well.
Okay, now if there was one thing, if I was ever there, that I would want to do, I think I'd be like, I don't know if you ever remember McLeod, I think was the name of the show, but booking an airboat tour in the Everglades.
Yeah, this is actually something you can do from Orlando as well. And it's usually about an hour long, really good for families. Those airboats that you see, that you'll have seen on movies and things like that, you literally go in search of alligators through the swamplands or the Everglades. And it's really, it's a lovely, I did this now myself. It's a really lovely thing to do. Now, we didn't see any alligators, but we kind of spotted a few eyes in the distance. But it's just a lovely day out anyway. And it's fabulous birds and, you know, hawks and all sorts of exciting wildlife that you do see as well. But it's just a nice experience, and it's a complete just so different, I suppose, from the city life. And even if you're in Orlando, I would say it's a nice thing to do. They usually get a kind of activity. They'll have rescued, these places will have rescued alligators as well, and you might get to see a little baby alligator or something like that when you get back after the tour. So if you have a family going to Florida and you want a break from the theme parks, I'd say that's definitely a lovely thing to do.
If you're going there, how long does it take? Can you go directly fly? How long does it take to get there?
Yeah, it's about 9-10 hours. I flew into Orlando. Actually, Aer Lingus do fly three times a week from Dublin direct from the 25th of October to the end of March. So you can just fly directly to Miami, or you could fly into Orlando and out of Miami. Orlando is year round. Now, I flew into Orlando and I got the train down, actually the Brightline train, which was actually pretty cool. It's about 3 hours. It's a really good service. So you can do that as well. There's lots of kind of ways to get in and out. It's very, very handy. I'd say for cruisers, you can stay around the downtown Brickell area. It's right beside the cruise port. Much, much cheaper places to stay than staying in South Beach. But yet very, very accessible. Like they've all free transport there as well. I don't even think I mentioned that. Like free overhead trains, the Metro Mover to get you around. There's also free public transport all along South Beach on the trolleys. Like all that as well, is there?
And also you can consider a trip. It'll take a few hours, but out to Cape Canaveral as well, to NASA. Okay, Sarah Slattery, thank you very much from thetravelexpert.ie.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.